Sports Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media State.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Lowering the tsunami threat in Hawaii, where Emergency Management Director Stephen Logan made the announcement that evacuation orders are being lifted.
Pacific Tsunami Warning Center has downgraded the forecast from a tsunami warning to a tsunami advisory. The PTWC continues to monitor for more data to update its forecast and for an all clear that they may issue later on.
Along Hawaii's coastlines and those on the west coast are still being told to keep an eye out for high waves. The warnings were put in place following an 8.8 magnitude earthquake in the Pacific off the far eastern coast of Russia. A vigil held in New York last night for the four people killed when a gunman walked into a Park Avenue office building and began shooting. Thousands of fans are gathering in Birmingham, England, many in leather and heavy metal gear to pay respects to Ozzy Osbourne, whose coffin will be brought through the streets today ahead of his private funeral in his hometown. This is ABC News.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. There's now another lawsuit to try to change Wisconsin's legislative maps. A group of Democratic voters has filed a new suit saying the state's maps are illegally gerrymandered. They're asking justices on the state Supreme Court to invoke a never-really-used law to create a panel of three judges that would hear challenges to congressional districts. Republicans created that process in 2011, according to WisPolitics. But here's the thing. This same group filed a lawsuit before that the state Supreme Court declined to hear. This one uses some different arguments. Meanwhile, Republicans in Wisconsin's congressional delegation are pushing back in the case they want this request rejected. Meanwhile, the field is wide open for Wisconsin's next governor. After Tony Evers' announcement he wouldn't run for a third term, his lieutenant governor was the first to launch a full campaign. Terry Barr reports.
Sarah Rodriguez is already on the road as the first official Democratic candidate for Wisconsin governor.
What I am hearing is that people feel squeezed. They are doing everything right. They are working. They are trying to do what's right, and they cannot make ends meet. And whether that is accessible and affordable health care, whether that's housing, whether that's child care.
The lieutenant governor considers these the top concerns for the next governor, and there are also questions if she knew about Evers' decision ahead of his announcement.
We need a governor who's going to be ready to go, who's going to be prepared, who's going to have their ducks in a row. And so I was prepared for either decision that he was going to make. I was prepared to run for governor. I was prepared to run for lieutenant governor and support him.
Washington County Executive Josh Schoeman and Whitefish Bay businessman Bill Berrien declared their candidacies as Republicans the election in 2026.
That's Terry Barr. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers go for the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cubs today in Milwaukee, where the Brewers beat them again last night, 9-3. Bottom of the sixth, one out. Andrew Vaughn picked up in that trade with the White Sox at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
First pitch, breaking ball.
Vaughn, with a career-high 6 runs batted in, says he's just feeding off the good vibe inside the Brewers clubhouse.
You know, special group here right now. We're playing really good baseball, and it's fun to be a part of, especially when the crowd's electric like that.
NFL, the Packers training camp continues in Green Bay. Another hot and humid session in pads. Running back Marshawn Lloyd sidelined again, this time a groin injury suffered in Monday's practice. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely today, and there could be some locally heavy rain here through the day. Our high right around 72 this afternoon. Tonight, rain showers, thunderstorms ending, low in the mid-50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny, high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years,
yeah,
to let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and Madison Mustard Museum curator Barry Levinson. Then Appleton's Kim Mothy joins to talk Mile of Music. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Here's Johnny.
John Peterson.
That's John. I'm Gordy. Producer Dom in the hot box. And we've asked Tom and Christy Maness to stick around for a few more minutes. We were talking with them just before the break about this book, The Historic Wisconsin Roadsides. There's just so much in this book.
Yeah.
And so much that you've traveled all over the state and, you know, you've
seen like we've
seen
just
some of the better
the
things.
Surface. Yeah. I mean, we couldn't just let you go. I mean, all the things that you could still tell us.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. I mean, you know, Historic Wisconsin, you're telling people, you know, hey, try this out, try that out. But you've also got another book, and that is Secret Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Right.
You've got
to fill us in. Now, this is a different look at Wisconsin, right?
What's the biggest secret that we have in
the
Wisconsin?
The biggest secret? Well, we have so many secrets in Wisconsin.
I know.
A lot to choose from.
There's so many more that we
have
written
secret,
about. But
they're secret, so we can't really tell anybody about
right.
it.
So,
right.
So
maybe we should just sit quietly.
Yeah,
no.
So let's not get into that book then. Well, tell us some of the things in Secret Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So in Durand, which is where we live now, near us in Eau Claire, it's about 20 minutes away. And downtown, there's hundreds, maybe even thousands of people go past downtown, have no idea what's there. In the Corral Bar, the owners bought the building next door and to create an event space. And so they started tearing into it, and they found this big, colorful buffalo behind the, you know, the boards and stuff they were tearing out. And they're like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah.
So he carefully tore it away. And what happened was there is a 55-foot-long by 9-foot-tall temporary circus poster from the 1880s. It was only supposed to last about 2 to 2.5 months.
Okay.
And one of the curators at Circus World said that it's the biggest and most preserved circus poster of its kind he's ever seen.
Wow.
And so circus performers, they would travel ahead and do the advertisements, and they use lithograph paper, and they would stamp them as, you know, advertising, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wouldn't have to come back and take them down.
Wow. Now, I lived in Baraboo for 8 or 9 years, and I've been to Circus World a number of times, and they have such a huge collection of that kind of memorabilia, these old, gorgeous posters, and, of course, the circus wagons in there. Any other historic finds like that in your Secrets of Wisconsin book?
A little different, but one thing that I think is really cool is down in Cudahy. I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cudahy.
There's an old department store. It's called Dredsky's.
Mm. Wow.
And
okay.
It's still open.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk in, and it's like walking back in time. They're still selling old stock stuff.
Yeah.
You can buy if you need a leisure suit. From the 70s, you can go buy
one.
Wow. And
the
original owner still works behind the counter. At least she did as of like 6 months ago.
Yeah, okay.
And They don't buy any new stock. It is literally a department store filled with old, old stuff.
Where do they get it?
Leisure suits. Apparently, they've had stock in... No. This is original stuff.
Stuff they still have.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is.
And it's big. It's a big store. Oh. But one of the things with that fascinates me is they still have the old cash pay system where the person at the counter, they take their money, put it in a cup, and they send it to the people upstairs in this old metal railway.
No.
And then they make change. The accounting department makes change, and they send it back.
You're kidding.
You have to drive down there and just go in this department store.
This is in Cudahy?
Yeah, and it's right on, like, the main street.
Yeah, this is where I buy my Patrick Cudahy bacon. So.
Is that right?
Well,
that's
stop
where you
there
got
next
that
time.
Leisure suit that I...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll get a leisure suit. That's an amazing thing. I mean, that's something you notice when you're in there, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we had heard about this and thought we had to check it out. That's one thing we do. Yeah. We don't look it up online or, write it that way. We actually go to everything.
Wow.
I mean, to the point where... We heard about the Marfa Lights not too long ago, a couple of years ago, and decided Marfa Lights down in Texas.
South Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so we had to drive all the way down there and check it out.
And was it worth it?
It was.
Oh, definitely.
It was.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Well, that's what.
Oh, really? I mean, is it in the sky?
Is it something? It is. And I walked away thinking that it's got to be extraterrestrial or something. I mean, it's been disputed. We did a story on it, and we researched it, and. Even PhDs say there's no explanation for it. So
people have tried to disprove it, and they can't. But lights, different color lights, they hover in the air right above the horizon. And sometimes they'll split, and they kind of slowly dance. And then they'll disappear, and then they'll reappear again. And at one point, we counted 11 at the most. And, we're skeptics. So we're like, we kept going back. We went back early in the morning, like 4 o'clock in the morning. We went back, the next night, and they were still there. And we found out we were so lucky because most people don't see them.
Oh.
This is the kind of stuff we do, though. We love to get out and see what we can find and find out the answers and figure out the why.
Is there like a secret here in Madison or around Madison that we should know about? Or at least, an adventure that people could take in Wisconsin, in Madison or
nearby.
Well, do you guys know about Gravity Hill?
Well,
is this in the Dells? This isn't the old Wonder Spot, is it?
No, come on.
That thing was nuts.
No, Wonder Spot, they have like 6 places in the country.
Yeah, they
aren't all hills gravity hills, so you fall and you're rolling down the hill.
Okay, out in Schulzburg, not too far from Madison.
Okay. Yeah.
On a country road, you park your car on the country road, and gravity pulls it uphill.
Oh, no,
like there's it little elves not. Pushing it's, you. Yeah, no, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's a blue sign that gives you instructions, and it's right outside the city limits. It's right there. And so you put it in neutral, and we're not talking about just slowly rolling. I mean, we were up to like 5 miles an hour rolling. I mean,
we went back like 2 or 3 times and spent time there doing all different angles.
Is it an optical illusion? I mean, you could be actually uphill or downhill, right?
One time.
It's so cool. You have to do it. I mean, what a great thing to take a carload of kids to,
And freak them out.
Yeah.
Yes, not explain it.
I know.
One time we were there and we had to wait in line because people were pulling over on the side of the road waiting.
Really?
Right beside a cornfield.
Okay. Wow, we got time for a couple more there. There's one here that I want to find out. You say somebody the original Butterburger is not where we think it is. Okay, where do we think?
Is
this Culver's?
Okay, this is a place you really have to check it out. You have to see this in person. Okay, so 1936, it was in the 30s, I believe it was 36. Sally's Grill in Glendale. So they say they have the original Butterburger. So obviously skeptics, we have to check out. So they have the butter is actually cooking on the grill. They put the burgers on, and then they steam it with onions, and then they take the bun. Now, before they take the bun, they have stacks and stacks of one-pound blocks of butter. Of course, it's Wisconsin. Thank goodness.
Okay. Not hard to find butter.
Yeah. And so what they do is they put it room temperature. Then they put it in an old-fashioned milkshake machine with a metal cup, and they whip it really good,
Oh, beautiful.
Okay, then... Then they take it when the right before the burger is done, they take it and it's just like icing. They have an icing spreader. They dip it in and they put it in. It must be like 3 inches thick on the top. They spread it on the top of the bun. So then they put the burger on, they put the top on, and then the butter melts on top. And it's just like the burger, and they have these special plates that fit it just right. So, but the butter melts, and it's like the burger is sitting in a moat of butter.
It's like this deep.
I was going to say, it seems like a wet burger.
That sounds healthy. They cut
it in half to help you, though.
Okay. Well, that's helpful, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
That seems like a unhealthy thing to eat on a regular basis.
Slightly.
Yeah. It's amazing the amount of people that are there for it, though.
Oh, yeah.
When we were there, everybody there ordered it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy.
Now, that's just north of Milwaukee, right, Glendale?
Right.
Yeah. Glendale. Okay.
Here's another cool thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Up in the northwest corner, in a town called Luck, they used to make the Dunkin' Yo-Yos.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a museum there. Oh. I mean, there's nothing else really, but there's a
they
museum.
They have a yo-yo museum?
Yeah, the world's largest yo-yo is there.
Oh,
yeah.
Love it.
I have so
the
many Dunkin' yo-yos at
world's
home.
World's largest.
It's just unbelievable. Do you have a pink one? I have a pink one. I have a speckled, black speckled one, and one that actually lights up. And one is a kind of a butterfly shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love those. Those are easy to grip.
Well, how big is the largest yo-yo?
Oh.
Chest high, waist, chest high.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Well, we were talking about your Swatch off the air, and you have a collection of Swatch watches as well.
I
collected watches for a long
time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You collect a lot of things along the way?
Yeah. Sure. You must be big
a lot
collectors,
of souvenirs,
right? A lot of stuff around the house?
No.
Well, we'd do a lot of international trips, so we'd pick up a little thing here or there. We just picked up something new on an international trip, actually.
We did.
We were in.
It's a total surprise.
Yeah, total surprise. We got a bill in the mail last week. We drove where we shouldn't have in Italy.
Well, what happens? What do you mean?
We had rented a car, and we went to a town called Lucca, and we didn't know that you weren't supposed to drive cars in the central square, which a lot of towns over there do that.
Okay.
But we
without a permit. They had a little parking area with about 10 cars, and we were looking for a place to park,
So we got a ticket in the mail. Telling everyone to be careful.
How much?
It was €58 euro. €58 euro.
But we thought it was a scam at first because, you know, on our WhatsApp, I mean, we don't use WhatsApp, but when you're in Europe, you do, you know? And so we got this notification, you know, this charge on your credit card. I'm like, whatever. So
a scam. Yeah.
The next morning, she said, hey, our credit card was charged. I'm like, what? So I started looking into it.
Yeah.
And it's all in Italian, you know? And so I had to copy it, put it in translator, and then it said, the location, and I said, were we ever at this place? So we're all looking at Google Maps. And
skeptics that we are.
Yeah, our son pulls it up on Street View, and we're like, oh, yeah, we were there, and there's the big X.
Huge sign. Huge sign with X's, and we thought, well, maybe it means don't park.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, we don't speak any Italian, not a word. I mean, you know. So.
But you said there were parked cars there. They kind of a little
yeah,
deceptive,
you can
isn't
it? You can buy a permit. Yeah.
Oh, didn't do it.
There you go.
Okay.
Boy. Live and learn, right?
Yeah, I guess so. You never go back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got time for one or two more favorites of yours.
Oh,
as far as historic stuff, what have you gone back to see because you didn't get enough the first time? Anything that you want to see again?
Oh, there's so much.
Oh, yeah.
The state is so full. I mean, we have a list of over 500 things for a second edition of Secret Wisconsin.
Yeah. Really? We've got 1,400 in this first one.
Yeah, and it's always, I mean, I keep lists all the time, and we find something, I'll add it, and you know.
Yeah.
So it's
you know, right here, right in your backyard, the Capitol.
Okay.
I think it's fun to go there and look for the fossils.
The fossils.
A lot of people don't know about that, but there's fossils in the marble, in the granite, in the cavern.
I have heard. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did hear something about this.
Yeah, and if you go in on the main floor, you could talk to the desk, and they'll give you a list of where they're at and what they look like, and then go around the Capitol and find them. Great thing for kids, free.
Yeah. They actually have a map?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's something for the
kids
to do.
And they're kind of, I mean, we enjoyed looking for them. Yeah. It was something different.
Right.
And she mentioned free. Our Secret Wisconsin, you can experience everything in the book for $64.80. We like free stuff.
Everything in the book for that?
Yeah. You can experience
everything in
the book. Everything in the book. $64.80.
Okay. The name of that book is Secret Wisconsin, right? A Guide to Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. And
This.
Go ahead.
On the cover,
yeah.
This little boy with the boot
is
in Stevens Point. And there's kind of a neat story about that. It's been there since the 1800s, and it's in front of a fire department, the main fire department, and people drive by all the time and never, ever see it because they put it away in the summer Or they put it away in the winter when the students are there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they'll steal it.
Steal it.
It gets vandalized. And
Interesting
stuff. Oh, this is just unbelievable. It really
Tom
is.
Tom and Christy Maness, thank you for joining us.
You're planning my next vacation in Wisconsin.
Sounds good. Give me a call.
Know.
Very good. Great to have you in. Again, your book is available everywhere. Books are sold, right?
It is.
Amazon.
And Little Luxuries.
Thanks for
State
having
Street.
Us.
Yeah, it's great having you.
Well, again,
really
safe
is.
Travels to you, and maybe we'll talk to you again sometime.
Yeah. Definitely have you back.
Yeah, love to have you back. 19 past the hour, coming back with more on John and Gordon.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're going to find incredible savings during the 4th of July sale at Verlo Mattress. We dare you to compare our American-made, locally crafted, factory direct mattresses. You see, we handcraft every Verlo mattress locally and pass the savings on to you. And every mattress we make is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Save big when you upgrade to an adjustable base. And the more you buy, the more you save on pillows, sheets, and mattress protectors. But you'd better hurry. American-made, locally crafted. Verlo.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy, local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Oh, yeah.
How we doing?
Italian Shoes. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Check us out on the Civic Media app as well in case that tower goes out again like yesterday. And you'll be able to hear the show and text us and voice note us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They can help you out if you're having hearing problems. You can go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com, take an initial hearing test there, and then set up an appointment with Jim or Sarah. They are helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. And you can call them, too, for an appointment, 608-249-4077. That's 608-249-4077. They help John out. They help me out. They can help you out, too. Yeah. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Okay?
All right. That sounds good.
All right.
All right. You know, the
big
plan now by the Trump administration.
Yeah?
Their big plan in order to deal with the Epstein fallout.
What is it today?
Is to go silent. So now They don't want to talk about it, you know. Maybe if they stop talking about it, everybody else will stop talking about it.
It'll just go away.
Yeah, they're going to refuse to say anything about the investigation now that they've been revealed that, you know, Trump is on the list a number of times. Pam Bondi said so. Of course, she acted like, oh, we don't even have a list anymore, you know.
Right.
You know, she has blown her credibility so many times, it is almost frightening. Mm. And yet she gets out there in front of the cameras. You know, the person that really bothers me is Tulsi Gabbard, okay?
Oh, yeah.
She is just, this is a showboat of showboats. She came out, had a press conference yesterday, was it, or the day before? She came out in a white outfit.
Yeah.
You know, and she has that dark hair, but those white streaks.
Yeah, that great. Yeah,
and that white outfit and the white streaks. Yeah. Wow, just gorgeous,
stunning,
just stunning.
Really?
Oh man, you know, and people just were falling all over themselves trying to figure out what to say to her. She was so stunning. No, she's all presentation with no content whatsoever. I can't understand how, well, anyway, I guess I can't understand how anybody is in the administration personally. they're all completely unqualified, and yet they're out there, they're doing their thing.
Now, I understand that they've, there's also, the House is involved, and, you know, the Congress.
And,
The Republicans,
and they took a vacation.
But there's word out today that they have subpoenaed Bill and Hillary Clinton. So we're really going back in time.
What?
It says Bill and Hillary Clinton subpoenaed, according to the New York Post.
I feel slighted. I mean,
House
they
panel votes to subpoena Bill and Hillary over possible links to Ghislaine.
If they're just
Maxwell,
asking anybody, I don't know why we're not on the list.
Yeah, I know. When are we going to get subpoenaed?
I know. I mean, we may not have anything to offer, but I think that's the point.
Exactly.
Let's just keep asking questions of people who don't know anything, and if we drag it out long enough.
Really, Bill and Hillary.
Or I know.
Really reaching back.
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Mark on the line. Mark, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, it just keep on flinging, and maybe something will stick. What gets me now is both that because of the Supreme Court, and that Joe Biden and Barack Obama are both, they can just claim, well, this was just under our official duties, so we're immune from anything. And
they can
like
now.
PMA. Yeah. I mean, it is just
it's a circus.
Beyond me, what they think they're going to accomplish, because they're just serving Donald Trump, and they all hate that.
Yeah.
And what they're fortunate, that if indeed, as I think I've said before, if indeed the Justice Department was indeed weaponized against Donald Trump, Donald Trump would not be a free man right now. They would just they would have just ignored the courts. His ass would be in jail, and they just don't seem to get it. I mean, Donald Trump is Mr.
Claims
offense against everybody, and that he still claims it. I mean, poor little Donald Trump. What the heck? He's turned the White House into a pale copy of Versailles with the gold leaf everywhere.
Yes, I know.
It really looks crappy.
It's gaudy. I think, we used to use the word gaudy a lot.
All right.
We're going to have to start using it again.
Well, it just looks tacky.
Oh, tacky. Yes.
That too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even attractive except to, that end. It's not supposed to look like Mar-a-Lago. It's not supposed to look like anything other than the White House. It's not supposed to look like a palace, for goodness sakes. The president is not a king. But apparently the anti-federalists were right, and this is what the presidency is going to be, with a man, like I've said before, Federalist 67 Hamilton said, "Oh no, the president is not going to be an imperial president. He's not going to be sitting in his office surrounded by minions and mistresses and now have his murderous janissaries," and of course he does have his murderous janissaries now, which is ICE.
Yeah,
they might be going killing people, right and left. But I mean, there's certainly
that's next.
How many people have died in custody now?
Yeah. Yes,
that's next. Right. So
they can meet like animals out of dishes with their hands, zip tied behind their backs.
Yeah, you mentioned that. You actually gave us a text on that where they're eating with their hands and. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, it's just outrageous. At
both their hands. I mean,
alligator Alcatraz, basically.
Yeah.
Auschwitz. I mean, it's nothing more than a concentration camp because it might be a little, it might look a little cleaner than those, but it's just because it's made out of metal rather than wood like the Nazis had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mark, right, thank you for the call.
All right. We'll talk to you later. And we've got more coming up. We've got Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils next.
Yep. On John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the season for summer weddings, and for many couples, a barn provides the perfect venue. I'm Kylie Allen, and you're listening to the Midwest Farm Report this Wednesday. Today, we hear about some new regulations that are preventing some couples from hosting their events out at those barn venues. We have Jean Bonn of Farmview Event Barn in Berlin along with us. She says a recent update to alcohol policies may affect many wedding barn venues.
They're either not happy with not being able to have what they want to serve their guests for refreshments, or they are not willing to have a completely no alcohol event. It's just not what they wanted. So it's really being a challenge. We're feeling it right now. Weddings book out a year, year and a half in advance. So this law, really, we are looking for somebody to step up before we completely lose everything in 2026 for our wedding season bookings.
That's Jean Bonn of Farmview Event Barn along with us today. Stick around. We've got a look at some more news after this.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers. Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield. That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Farmers may face new requirements for using crop protection products as the Environmental Protection Agency implements an updated herbicide and insecticide strategy. These strategies are rooted in the Endangered Species Act, and they dictate if, how, and when certain pesticides can be applied. Following the act, new pesticide labels will include specific language about protecting endangered species. Farmers may also be required to check an online database before spraying or adjust applications based on weather conditions. For the full story, visit MidwestFarmReport.com. And while you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter to have the latest Wisconsin ag news delivered straight to your inbox every morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely today, and there could be some locally heavy rain here through the day. Our high right around 72 this afternoon. Tonight, rain showers, thunderstorms ending, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking about the gubernatorial race along with Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project and Pat Kreitlow of Morning to Pat Kreitlow. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
I was sitting in the classroom trying to look intelligent in case the teacher looked at me. She was long and she was lean. She's a middle-aged dream. And that lady means the whole world to me.
WMDX, Johnny Gordy. Another big, beautiful morning. The clouds, I think, are just kind of wrapping around Madison, not going through. Isn't that nice?
Is that what you think?
That's what I'm beginning to believe.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things have remained constant throughout that time. Superior products at unbeatable prices at Verlo Mattress. Two Madison locations, east side and west side. Go to Verlo.com and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee.
I had a dream about the adjustable beds. I did. I don't know what it was. I just remember waking up thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm dreaming about adjustable beds now. And I sleep on one. And I can't get enough of it.
Was it a good dream? Was it a
I don't know. I can't remember them.
Yeah.
My wife remembers every detail of every dream, and we relive it each and every morning.
Wow, lucky you.
I know. Let's go now to Tim Slacker from Busted Pencils is with us each and every Thursday morning.
Talking about education.
And a lot of things are happening in education, and we're still debating the AI thing that is taking place and sweeping through education as we speak, and
you guys
are now finally kind of becoming a little more distrustful of the whole idea of AI. You don't trust as much as you used to.
I don't know. Well, for example, right now I'm pretty sure that this John that I'm talking to is not really John, because I mean the image of you shows you with a Barbie t-shirt. And
that, well, he's a big fan.
I mean, that had to be an AI creation. You would never wear a Barbie t-shirt.
That's true. I mean,
how do we know that you're not an AI,
with pencils
illusion.
Through your
You've
head.
You've got pencils
there.
Through your skull.
I know.
It looks very bizarre, Tim.
I don't know if it's the distrust. I think what we were trying to say is that, this reality of acknowledging that, what AI can produce can really deceive people, and that deception, is turning. What I worry about is some people getting to the standpoint of saying, I don't believe in anything anymore. I don't believe anything's true.
Right.
I know for sure somebody's always lying to me, living in a democracy where we're supposed to have some form of trust, and particularly in our institutions, which we already know trust in the institutions of this country are low right now. And so AI, how that's contributing to that distrust. You know, we worry about it. And there was another piece just talking about also the kind of distrust students and teachers and faculty are having back and forth with each other.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Faculty and teachers, you know, aren't sure when kids are using it, and right. they're worried. Kids are concerned that teachers are accusing them of using it when they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
you know, I'm not distrustful of that. There was a point, though, and I don't know if you heard Johnny and I talking about this,
yeah.
in the article we were citing, I forget, there's actually quite a bit of research now starting to come down on this idea of trust. But there was a thing about saying, well, if you use AI, do people start to look at you as, well, you must not be that intelligent if you need AI to help you?
Yeah, that's interesting. Interesting.
You know,
and
for me, mm-hmm. I was sitting there going, I'm like, okay, so I think that my use of AI is really contributing to me being more productive, making things more, you know, kind of just creative. I can get things done faster, and never popped into my mind that people might be looking at me going, well, you know, I mean, he uses AI.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
not, yeah. yeah, you know, I mean,
take an easy way out to him, you know?
Yeah. You know, and I was just like, wait, I thought people looked at me funny, you know, for all kinds
before,
of reasons.
But...
yeah. But, you know, and,
well,
but
you guys were talking about that, and it just seems like, you know, the AI thing could be a lazy way to do things. But I think Johnny brought up the fact that people may use it just for the more menial tasks, you know, the things that yeah. are just, you know, normal, everyday, task-worthy things that you have to do anyway. Mm-hmm. So it could do that, get that out of the way while you do the better research, the more in-depth personal research, right?
Yeah, I mean, think about this. I'm working on something right now that you know, I need to put together a budget and a timeline for completing a project, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that now I use AI. I describe the project, I put it down, and I'm like, you know, here's the budget number we're shooting for, and I said, you know, give me a hypothetical budget and a hypothetical timeline. And, you know, it can do all that work really quickly, yeah. right? And I think that's a great thing, because now I can take that hypothetical and put it to the team that's looking at that
yeah.
very quickly. And we can make decisions where, you know, putting together a hypothetical before AI, you know, that in and of itself was a huge task, where now I can complete that very quickly and get it to a group of us so that we can look at it and make revisions. I think that's an incredibly powerful use of AI, because, you know, the fact that it can whip together a budget, and you look at the product and you go, okay, actually that's not bad, but I don't know, you know, I guess I get the complex of going, okay, you know, so when I bring this hypothetical budget to the next meeting, people are going to look at me and go, you know, we yeah. know you used yeah. AI to put this together, Tim. You know,
well, calm down. It's not so bad. I just thought of a perfect example. I was in production for a long period of time, audio production for, you know, some of the advertising agencies around town, and they would bring their scripts in.
Hmm.
And then finally, looking at those scripts, talking to the talent, hearing how they say it, we make a lot of adjustments in
sure.
order to make mm-hmm. it better.
Some rewrites.
And, yeah, yeah, and the rewrites are where the magic really happens.
Right.
And I think what
yes.
you're talking about is exactly the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, what I'm bringing is a document with the intention for full revision.
Yes.
It just gives us that ability to start much quicker.
Yes, yes.
You
perfect.
Know, and dig into the meat earlier. You know, cause, and so anyway, I just here's the other part. It's not as the I forget who quoted this, but it ain't gonna uninvent itself. And so we need to keep thinking about it,
yeah.
you know, and I don't know, unless they maybe start training the AIs on, you know, like some kind of self-destructive thoughts.
Well,
and maybe
I think
maybe
we,
it'll
I think we have the media doing that for us. As I mentioned before we went on the air, there's a headline at NPR saying Trump's EPA now says greenhouse gases don't endanger people. So that has now entered AI, and AI is going to spring that out on us every once in a while. Yeah. So
I'm waiting for AI, though, to one time go, okay, like,
this is dumb. Even, I can't do it.
I'm sorry. I can hear the AI going, even I don't believe this crap.
Yes, exactly.
You know.
Well, you know, a lot of people are angry with Grok, X's AI, and they're angry because Grok sounds too woke, too liberal, and they're getting angry. And, of course, you know, Musk keeps making adjustments to it, and it's now it's starting to sound like Musk saying, you know, Nazi this, Nazi that.
Yeah.
So, now I think that's not still, it's not appeasing the mega cult out there. So, yeah.
Well.
That's what I worry about. When he started making adjustments to AI and it started sounding like him, that's when I became very skeptical of the whole idea of AI. And that's why I mentioned to you last week, I think we talked about it, and that is that we have to have some kind of guardrail, some official stamp of approval from the government, which is now you can't trust the government because it's under Trump, but some stamp of approval where they get accredited in a certain way for providing information through their AI, AI.
And that's kind of where we are, right? I mean, I think that leads into the other story we want to cover, which is, right, at this moment, we have this sense from, you know, every special interest group, and I'm serious, I'm not going to give anyone more credit or but if you don't give me what I believe to be true, I now look at you as a source of disinformation.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about in the big, right? It's like, you know, I need my radio news. I need my information about this, because if I ever read something counter to what I believe, I know that it's not an opposing view that I should take seriously and look critically at. I know for sure that it's just you trying to control me. And that's where we say that's unhealthy. And whether AI contributes more to that because it can produce things that give people a sense of going, see, this is real here. And I know that there's a truth here and that you're trying to hide the truth, bury it from me. You know, and so this everybody's now like, you know, we're on our individual teams, and within our individual teams, we don't have a central source of information that all the teams, no matter what side you're on, you can look at and go, oh. Instead, we've said, you know what, we're going to have our own news gathering and production, and, you know, because you can't trust those lefty, woke, Marxist liberals,
right.
because you know what they're up to. You know, they're out to conquer the world, and so we're going to create our own sources of information.
Now you're referencing the Manhattan Institute's.
Here it is again, with
Christopher Ruffo, who was a big supporter or anti-supporter of critical race theory, and then he said he was going to expand it into other areas because it was so successful, making people believe that critical race theory was actually taught in K-12. So right. He thought, why not? You know, if people believe that, let's go with DEI. And now that's Manhattan Institute and Christopher Ruffo are talking about, you know, clearing out colleges and making sure that, you know, like I think it was ending social and political activism on campus, which is scary as hell.
Right. Well, now, remember, I know we're coming up on a break here.
Yeah.
Depending, what do you mean stopping? Making sure that incorrect, bad, liberal protesting and criticism stops. And the contract that the Manhattan has put on higher education is going to mandate that the things that they care about, though, that's going to be something that universities must do.
Okay. We'll continue this conversation in just a few moments with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils.
Stay with us on John and Gordy in the Morning.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the Morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Last year, we reported that the Georgia State Board of Elections passed new rules aimed at disrupting or overturning the 2024 presidential election. One of those rules, allowing members of county election boards to do their own investigation before certifying an election, was just unanimously struck down. In July and August 2024, the Georgia State Board of Elections laid the groundwork for obstructing or overturning the presidential election. One element granted individual members of county election boards the power to do a reasonable inquiry of election results prior to certifying, potentially sowing chaos and delaying the outcome. The effort by three state election board members, all outspoken Trump loyalists, was part of an apparent scheme in swing states to use the specter of voting by non-citizens as a pretext. The Georgia Supreme Court refused to hear a GOP appeal of a stay of the rules before the election. Trump won the election in Georgia, so unsurprisingly, no objections to certification materialized. June 11th, the Georgia Supreme Court struck down four of the rules. Another case contesting the reasonable inquiry rule was decided by the Georgia Appeals Court July 2nd. The court unanimously concluded that election officials could voice concerns about an election to state authorities, but, quote, have a mandatory duty to certify all election results, unquote. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think. Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
WMDX, John Gordy in the Morning.
Oh, we got the action.
We got the action.
Yeah. 6:52, cloudy, maybe some scattered showers or a thunderstorm along the way. Warm and humid all day long. And this portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments, and they will be helping you if you need some help with your hearing. They help people change their lives through not only giving them hearing aids and setting them up, but improving the quality of life through better hearing.
You can call Madison Hearing Aid Center at 608-249-4077 or check out their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com.
We're talking to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, and we mentioned earlier that the Manhattan Institute and Christopher Rufo going after the colleges. I think they're really going after Harvard in this instance, but at the same time, they've asked for an end to social and political activism on campus, and I think they found the Achilles heel because Columbia University has reached a settlement with the Trump administration, and they're going to pay out $220 million. And the point of this is they're being accused of failing to adequately address anti-Semitic harassment on campus. And that is what they're going for. That's what they're talking about. And I guess, you know, this is where their focus is at this point. Protests on campus. You know, we've been doing this for at least the last 60, 70 years.
Yeah.
Easily.
Well, and okay, so I'm going to try to do something here that Rufo and their people will never do, which is to say, okay, what is a university and a place like that and its commitment to free speech, right? Mm-hmm. Free speech. And so you say, well, a protest fits within a free speech, and so it should be allowed, and so they shouldn't be outlawing that. Now, mm-hmm. what you can't do on a college campus is that you can't make people have a fear that they are going to potentially be harmed, or you can't interfere with a group of people trying to conduct their business, right? And so some of what happened in some of these protests were, you know, we're talking about the protests were for protesting the Israeli war in Gaza. And so Jewish students felt harassed, mm-hmm. and sometimes even, you know, threatened to the point that they couldn't conduct their lives the way they're supposed to be on campus. Well, that did happen in some places, and that should be acknowledged as that is bad, inappropriate, illegal, threatening behavior. That's not free speech. That's not protesting. And so cover that, admit that, take care of it. But what's happened now, though, is that what Rufo and them have said is that so everything that happens on campus, see, that's the woke mind virus. That's the left liberalism. Mm-hmm. And we need to outlaw that.
Yeah.
And you're going like, wait a minute. No, the laws are already on the books that say you're not allowed to do the things that happened. And guess what? Enforce the laws. And this is where the conservatives always drive me crazy, because they're like, you know, we don't need new laws for gun control. We just need to enforce the laws.
Right.
Like, okay, then we don't need new bans on campus protesting. We need to allow the protesting. And when there is bad behavior, illegal behavior, or things that go against what we have said, you know, how this happened, then you enforce that. You don't turn it into a national spectacle and then have essentially a university like Columbia stepping up and going, you know what, make it go away. Here's $220 million, which then creates an atmosphere on campus that starts to say like, OK, I don't think I'm going to ever step out and point out that something's bothering me. And you go, that's supposed to be the hallmark of higher education, left, right, middle. Yeah. You should have the ability to set up and go, hey, here's what I think.
Yeah.
Even mm-hmm. if it's offensive.
Yeah.
If you're not interfering with people and not destroying property, you can come on a college campus, you know, and it just reminds me, 1987, I forget the guy's name, but here he is on, you know, this podunk little college where I went, Edinburgh University, you know, and he's walking around campus yelling at all of us about, you know, we're going to H-E double tooth. Picks because we were drinking and you know, exploring sexualities and things like that, and guess what, He was allowed to come on campus to do that.
Yeah.
And he should have been allowed, and we should allow that type of thing. But what the Manhattan Project and RUFO, they're using these times where things might not actually be happening according to the way they're supposed to, and then using that as leverage to come in from which was their original belief to begin with, which is we want to be in control. We want our view of the world enforced. Let's use this opportunity to say, see, we're going to outlaw this left-wing woke indoctrination, and we're going to install right-wing indoctrination, and we're going to do that under the guise of establishing objectivity and freedom, and nothing could be further from the truth.
It just seems like when they use that language, it's political, and it should be challenged in court somewhere, because they're picking on an individual's political belief, and that's protected by the First Amendment.
Yeah.
We got to leave it there, guys.
Yeah.
Dr. Tim Slecker, thank you for joining us.
We almost solved that problem here. Thanks for cutting us off. We were on the verge of a solution.
Damn.
Oh, and when you find the real John who's wearing a Barbie shirt, let me know.
All right, Tim, we'll do that. Appreciate you being with us. Busted Tim. Pencils with new podcasts Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and they're on the week.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The major tsunami threat has passed for the West Coast and Hawaii following a massive earthquake off the coast of Russia. ABC's Alex Stone with more from Los Angeles.
At this point, after an all-night rush to get large populations away from potential tsunami waves, there is no known damage in the U.S., and there was no one large wave. There have been some small recorded tsunami waves picked up on sensors, some bigger ones as well, but not a large wave like you'd think of. The question will be, as the sun comes up, assessing any damage, especially in far northern California's Crescent City, which because of geography, it's always prone to tsunami damage. Right now, though, there is no known damage in the U.S.
Two notes left behind, police say, by the gunman who opened fire in a New York City office building. One of the notes appeared to blame the NFL for a brain injury. The other was an apology to his parents. Crowds lining the streets of Birmingham, England, for the funeral procession today of Ozzy Osbourne's casket through his hometown. This is ABC News.
As was